of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So we'll continue where we left off. Afterwards, I was thinking to myself, is it true that my Queen Mama, made the greatest sacrifice which no one else has made? That is not even wanting to know her own human will, but only that of God. And through this, she embraced all sorrows, all pains, up to the heroism of sacrifice, sacrificing her own son, Jesus, in order to do the supreme will. But once she made this sacrifice, everything she suffered afterwards was the effects of her first act, nor did she have to struggle as we do in different circumstances, in unforeseen encounters, in unexpected losses. It is a constant struggle to the point of making our hearts bleed for fear that we might surrender to our own belligerent human wills. How much attention one must have so that the supreme will may always keep its place of honor and its supremacy over everything. And many times this struggle is harsher than the pain itself. Now that paragraph is good to read and in front of the Blessed Sacrament. What Our Lady went through. It's good to know how much she went through, even sacrificing her own son. What mother could sacrifice her own child? But while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior, telling me, my daughter, you were wrong. The maximum sacrifice of my mama was not only one, but they were so great and so many, for so many as were the sorrows, the pains, the circumstances, the encounters to which her existence and mine were exposed. Pains were always doubled in her, because my pains were hers, more than her own pains. Besides, my wisdom did not change direction with my mama. In each pain she was to receive, I always asked her whether she wanted to accept it in order to hear that fiat being repeated to me in each pain, in each circumstance, and in each every heartbeat of hers. That fiat resounded so sweet and gentle and harmonious to me that I wanted to hear it being repeated in every instant of her life. This is why I would always ask her, Mama, do you want to do this? Do you want to suffer this pain? And my fiat would bring her the seeds of the goods it contains. It would make her understand the intensity of the pain she was accepting. This understanding, though divine light, through divine light of that which step by step she was to suffer, gave her such martyrdom as to infinitely surpass the struggles which creatures suffer. So here, the second thing we do is to read what Jesus says, what she went through. Every instant of her life, she suffered. I mean, Mary did not sin, yet God asked her to suffer at every instant of her life. Okay, that helps us get through what we're going through. Because if Mary would give her fiat and she didn't cause any sin, we, on the other hand, we deserve to suffer because of our sin. And therefore, it helps us to give our fiat in all situations. Like, it's not only the good, but the sorrowful. We always say fiat. Okay. This is because Jesus is the one who suffers, and we want to help him come down for the cross for a moment. Okay. So it says, in fact, since the seed of sin was missing in Mary, the seed of the struggle was missing. So my divine will had to find another device, that she might not be inferior to other creatures in suffering, because having to acquire by justice the right of Queen of Sorrows, she, Our Lady, was to surpass in sufferings of all creatures combined together. So Jesus and Mary suffered the most. This is why redemption, there are more I love yous in redemption than in creation. In creation, it's an I love you for every leaf on a tree, for every blade of grass, for every grain of sand, for every drop of water. With the I love yous that Jesus and Mary had, outnumbers all of creation. So again, we see why when Jesus says, look at me, it's to look at Christ crucified. This is very important that we look at Jesus crucified. When Jesus is in the monstrance, to look at Jesus. The priest says, here is the Lamb of God. Look at Jesus. It's very important that we look. That's why Mel Gibson's movie was so important for us. We have to see what Jesus went through. We have to look. He wanted his mother there to watch him die. Now, if he wanted his mother there to watch him die, how much more does he want us to be there? The ones that he says he loves because he's given us the divine will. He wants us to see him die. Okay, now in the Eucharist, he imprisons himself in that which looks like bread and tastes like bread. Again, he wants us to look at him. Now, our job is to look at him with love. We are to fall in love with God. And that's why it's so important that we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We spend time in front of the crucifix. How many times have you not yourself experienced this, that while you felt no struggle within you, as my divine will would make you understand the pains it inflicted upon you, you would remain petrified at the intensity of the pain. And while you were undone in that pain, you were the tiny little lamb in my arms, ready to accept yet more pains to which my divine will would want you to be subjected. Ah, you did not suffer more than in the struggle itself. The struggle is a sign of the vehement passions, while my divine will, if it brings suffering, gives intrepidness, and it, with knowledge of the intensity of the pains, it gives one such merit that only a divine will can give. Therefore, just as I, Jesus, act with you, Louisa, that in everything I want from you, Louisa, first to ask whether you want it, whether you accept it. And so I did with my mama. So it's the same thing with us. When everything has to be fiat, okay? You get a pain, it's fiat. You get a joy, it's fiat. See, Jesus, are you willing to accept it? And our response has to be fiat. We have to learn to give our fiat in everything. So this is the sacrifice, so that the sacrifice may be always new, may give me the opportunity to converse with the creature, to be with her, and my volition may have its field of divine action in the human will. So again, our God is asking us to give our yes. Volume 19, 5:6-26. I was feeding myself in the holy divine volition according to my usual way, and I prayed the celestial mama to be with me and to give me her hand, so that guided by her I might return to my God with all my love, all the love and adoration and the glory that everyone owes him. Okay, so here is the round. Returning to God all the love, all the glory, all the adoration that God deserves. Let's look at Sunday. Sundays are supposed to be the Lord's Day. Sundays are supposed to be a day of rest. Today, Sunday is a sports day. Sunday is another Saturday. They're Indian givers. They've taken away God's day and made it their own. As Catholics, we have to give back to God Sunday. It's his day. We don't shop on Sunday. We don't exercise on Sunday. We keep Sunday holy. Now, if you look at the Ten Commandments, everything is a sentence until you come to keep holy the Sabbath. There's a whole paragraph. Now, the reason is if you keep holy the Sabbath, everything else is easy. And so, therefore, our job as Catholics is to make sure, and that's just one thing, to keep holy the Sabbath. Somebody says, well, let's do this on Sunday. Let's go to Mass Saturday night so we can have Sunday to do what we want. Our response is, thank you, but no thank you. The reason for Saturday evening Mass was for the doctors, the nurses, the firemen, the policemen who have to work on Sunday, have to work during the day. Our job, you remember the blue laws? I don't know if you remember the blue laws.
Yeah.
That kept holy the Sabbath. But they've made it another day. If we want God to really become Lord of our life, then we have to go back to the commandments. And the main commandment that is broken is keep holy the Sabbath. Now remember Our Lady of La Salette said that she was weeping for two reasons. The men would not keep holy the Sabbath, and the men were swearing. Okay, she wept bitterly because of those two things. She also said that to Melanie. See, Melanie was St. Honorable de Francia's, St. Honorable de Francia was Melanie's spiritual director. And St. Honorable de Francia was also the spirit director of Louisa. But Our Lady of La Salette said that every home will have a black tabernacle in their house that they will adore. That's the black tabernacle. Everybody adores it. Yeah, an 80-year-old or an 8-year-old sits in front of it. In Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, we call it the hypnotic eye of death. Whether you're 8 or 80, you're like this for hours. Everything that's on TV, basically, really would not be allowed 20 years ago. We are living in very, very dangerous times. The tabernacle, the black tabernacle, the black box, she says, in every house has happened. People worship what your children are taught by what's on television. It's not Catholic. I mean, you might have a couple of good channels, but the majority of it misleads people and directs people to hell. Our job is to say to Jesus, I want my prayer room as the most important prayer room. I don't want to have the black tabernacle. I don't want to worship it. So Our Lady says to Father Gobi, don't watch TV. I said this to a doctor about 20 years ago. He said to me, my daughters are fighting over the television, which television show to watch. What do? I said, throw the TV out. So the next week he came up to me and he says, well, I threw the TV out. I said, you what? He says, I threw it out. I said, what'd you do? He says, I picked it up and I threw it out the door. I said, I didn't mean to throw it out. And he says, the kids are miserable. Now, and then he comes back the following week and he says, finally the kids have become friends. My children are friends now. Now, at that point, he had 4 children. I think now he has 28 grandchildren. It's just an amazing, amazing family. And I think the main reason there's life is they really literally got rid of the black box. So this is, again, very important. The time we're living in, it's a tough one. It's a real tough one. Our job is to see, look at Louisa. When Louisa was born, right after Louisa was born, the first football, soccer, hockey, puck, tennis ball, golf, you name it, was produced. Every sport except for wrestling and running was produced after Louisa was born. Now, the reason is the devil wants us not to have time to read. So where are the children on Sunday? They're at football practice, soccer practice, golf, tennis. They're sports. They're in sports. It's become another God. Our job is to recognize that Jesus needs us to read this, to study this. We haven't got time for that. As a matter of fact, the games that the kids play, 3 years ago, they said 6 million hours were used playing those games. 6 million wasted hours, never to be seen again. That was 3 years ago. You can imagine how much more it is now. Again, the devil does not want anybody to read. As a matter of fact, the children today don't know how to read. As a matter of fact, in the inner city, they don't know how to use a fork and a knife. Well, they know how to use a knife. They don't know how to use a... Okay. It's because they don't have dinner. They eat with their hands. They eat pizza. They eat hamburgers. There's the family getting together. It doesn't happen. See, we have to... See, one of the things God is calling us to is to be the family of Nazareth, to really begin to live as Jesus, Mary, and Joseph lived. This is what he says to Louisa. So, he says, where did we stop by any chance? Oh, God, I hate to do that. Was it the top paragraph or the second paragraph?
First paragraph.
In fact, I think you just got to suffer. And then the very first word, in fact.
Oh, in fact, right there?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we did that.
Oh, you did it? How many times?
Yeah, we were much more.
Which page? Oh, down there? Okay. Oh, thank you. That's where we were. That's where the paper was. Okay. My daughter, you must know that the first before the Supreme Majesty are those who have lived in my volition. Listen to this. The first who are before God Almighty are those who live in the divine will. That's us. That's us. So that means that we're the closest to God. Okay? That's what God wants. He doesn't want us to be away, far away. He wants us to be very close. He says very clearly, who have lived in my volition, who have never gone out of my divine will. Okay. At the end of Louisa's life, Jesus said to Louisa, she said, Lord, I'm so sorry for all my mistakes. I'm so sorry for everything that I've done outside the divine will. And he said, Louisa, you have never left my divine will. You have repaired everything as if you never left. Now, that's the same thing for us. We're going to repair every aspect of our life as if we were always in the will of God, never leaving the will of God. That means every sin is gone. Every thought, every word, every deed is gone as if we never had them. See, we're called to repair the face of the earth. Our life, our family's life, the world's life, the devil's going to look and he's going to go, I failed at everything. All the lies, all the deception that he caused did not affect what God wanted. We're going to look as if we never sinned. That's why we're going to be happy in heaven. Somebody said to me once, how can we be happy in heaven for all the sins I committed? How can I be happy for all that I've done? And in the divine will, it's all been repaired. Everything's been repaired. So our life, as the closer we get to Louisa, it's to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness, to live a life of reparation, to repair. So, to never go out of the will of God. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to look as if we never left the will of God. Wow. I can't wait. So right now, we're in and out. Right now, we're in and out because the Pope hasn't got it. The Pope has to be the first to possess this. Then he opens the door and he lets everybody in. We all possess this life. We all enter into the kingdom. So our job is to pray for this, to look for it, to long for it, to study it, to really begin to live this. Because this is what's going to happen. You must know that the first before the Supreme Majesty are those. This is Our Lady and Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa who have lived in my volition and who have never gone out of my divine will. My mama came to the world after 4,000 years, and yet before God, she came before Adam. Her acts, her love are the first in order of the creatures. Therefore, her acts become before all the acts of creatures because she was the closest to God, bound to him, with the tightest bounds of sanctity, of union and love likeness. By living in her divine will, her acts became inseparable from ours, and that which is inseparable becomes as though natural for her creator. Before and after do not exist in our divine will. Rather, everything is in one prime act. Therefore, the creature who lives in our divine will, this is Our Lady and Louisa, and now it's going to be us, even if they came last, always come before everything. Therefore, it is not the age in which the soul comes out of the light of time that will be considered, but whether the life of my divine will has been in them as center of life, reigning and dominating in all of their acts, just as it reigns and dominates in the womb of the divinity. So again, the more you read, the more you put this into practice, the more the divine will becomes the center of your life. The closer we become to God. These will be the first. Their acts done in our holy divine will shall rise us above all the acts of all the other souls and with all remain behind. Therefore, these souls will be our crown. That's what he says. The divine will is the crowning of his church. Okay, this is what God wants for us. He doesn't want us just to be holy, good, and saintly. He wants us to live in his divine will, to be as close to God as we possibly can. So all the other saints, this is what Jesus says, all the other saints are around the Son. Here's the Son of the divine will. Okay, all the other saints are around the Son. The center of the Son is Louisa and us and God. We're not called to be saints. We're called to be in the Son of God, entering into the Son of God to live with God eternally. So all the saints, if they could be envious, would envy us. See, as you call my mama in my divine will to give me return of love and of adoration of glory, my divine will united the two of you together. Okay, this is the braiding. And the love of the glory, the adoration which the sovereign queen did have become your acts, and yours have become my mama's. And my divine will placed there everything in common. The ones have become inseparable from the others. And I heard you in the voice of my mama, her love, her adoration, her glory. And in my mama, I heard your voice loving me, adoring me, glorifying me. Oh, how happy I, God, felt in hearing and finding the mama in the daughter and the daughter in the mama. Now, what Jesus said is this. He says, the life of Mary and the life of Jesus and the life of Louisa are three. Now, once we hang on to Louisa, once we're with Louisa, he says he's going to braid them. So everyone becomes one in God. See, the saints are not to participate in that because it wasn't time. As the men of the Old Testament did not participate in the sacraments because it wasn't time, what God is going to do is we are going to be braided together, bound together with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. That's why God wants us to be linked to Louisa. The more we're linked to Louisa, the more God can use us. Volume 19, 5, 18, 26. I was fusing myself in the holy divine will, and after going around, that should be after making my round. All created things in order to impress my I love you. That's why we make our rounds, to give our I love you to God, so that my I love you might resound everywhere and over everyone to requite my Jesus for his great love. I arrived at the point at which I could be requiting my God for all of the love he had in the act of being conceived in the womb of the celestial mama. Okay, so we can be there at the conception of Jesus. Now what Jesus says is this. He says, as I was conceived in my mama, he says, we were conceived in Jesus. So we were all conceived together in the womb of Mary. Everybody. This is a mystery that we're going to discover. As we are conceived with Jesus and Mary, then we have the DNA of Jesus and Mary. This is the life that they gave to Louisa. So when God looks at us, he wants to see in us the DNA that was found in Louisa. She's the first. She's the newborn, the firstborn. We are linked to her. So what does that mean? That means that everything that we think, say, and do, God is going to be working in a very powerful way that will transform the face of the earth. So it's not just to be good and holy and saintly, but to begin. So listen to this. Okay. My daughter, in order... Okay. Okay. At that moment, my beloved Jesus came out from in my interior and told my daughter, in order to conceive me, the eternal word, my inseparable mother was enriched with oceans of grace, oceans of light, oceans of sanctity by the Supreme Majesty. And Our Lady did such and so many acts of virtues, of love, of prayer, and of desire, of ardent sighs, as to surpass all the love, virtues, and acts of all human generations, which were needed in order to obtain the longed-for Redeemer. So when I, God, saw in the Sovereign Queen the complete love of all creatures and all acts needed to deserve that the Word be conceived, I, Jesus, found in the Blessed Mother the requital of the love of everyone. Our glory was restored, and all the acts of the redeemed ones, and even those for whom my redemption was to serve as condemnation because of their ingratitude. Then did my love make its final display, and I, God, was conceived. Therefore, the right to the name of mother is natural for Mary. It is sacred because by embracing all the acts of all the human generations and substituting for everyone, it was as if Our Lady delivered them all to the new life of a maternal womb. Now, you must know, this is a command from Jesus, that when we, triune God, do our works, we have to give so much love, so much light, so much grace to the creature who was chosen. This is now, he's talking about Mary and Louisa, to whom the work is entrusted, that she may be able to give us all the requital and the glory of the work entrusted to her. Our divine power, our divine wisdom would not deposit themselves in the bank of the creature from the very beginning of a work of ours, as though in act of going bankrupt. Our work must be safe in the creature who is called as primary act, and we must collect all the interest and the glory equivalent to our work entrusted to her. And if our work were later communicated to other souls, and because of their ingratitude it ran the risk of failing, this would be more tolerable for us, because the one to whom it was entrusted at the beginning allowed us to collect all the interest in place of the failures of the other creatures. This is why we, triune God, gave Mary everything and received everything from Mary, so that all the capital of redemption might remain intact, and through Mary our glory might be completed and our love requited. Who is the wise man who, from the very beginning, would put his capital in a bank that is about to go bankrupt? First, he makes sure that he entrusts his capital. However, it may happen later on that it fails. But this cannot be to cause him grave damage, because he has already made up for his capital through the much interest received. If a man does so, much more does God, whose wisdom is incomprehensible. And this was not about just any work or small capital, but it was about the great work of redemption and all the cost of the infinite and incalculable value of Jesus, the eternal Word. It was a unique work, nor could a new descent of the eternal Word on earth be repeated. Therefore, we, triune God, had to place it in safety in the celestial Sovereign Lady. And since we entrusted everything to Mary, even the very life of a God, Mary, as our trustworthy one, had to answer for everyone, becoming the guarantor of the one responsible for this divine life entrusted to her, as indeed she did. So Mary did everything. God bless. If you think, that's why we honor Mary. We love Mary. Now, my daughter, what I did and wanted for my celestial mother and the great work of redemption, now I want to do with you, Louisa. And now, once he says this, he's talking to us as well. He wants to do this in us. I want to do with you, Louisa, the great work of the supreme fiat. So Jesus wants to do in us the great work of the fiat. Now, it's not everybody. I mean, think of this. You got souls in this area, very, very few, that are hearing this. Why? Because everybody else is doing their own thing. Jesus is saying to us, he wants to do this in us if we link ourselves to Louisa. We are not going to do anything. God is doing 100% of the work. Okay? All that we give is our fiat. And then God works. Okay, so I want to do with you what I did with my mother in the great work of the supreme fiat. Okay? That's us. The work of the divine fiat is the work that must embrace everything, creation, redemption, and sanctification. The basis is everything. It is the life that flows in everything and encloses everything within itself, because it has no beginning, and it is the beginning of all things and the end of the fulfillment of our divine works. See then the capital that we, God, want to entrust to you, Louisa, and to the souls linked to Louisa. It is exuberant. You have not calculated it. But do you know what it is that we entrust to you in the supreme fiat? we entrust to you and to us, linked to Louisa, the whole of creation, all the capital of redemption, and all that of sanctification. Which means, okay, going back to the prayer, your prayer is going to change. God is going to show you how to be Lord of the earth again. I've done this. It's not me, but I remember this. It was like this tornado was coming, and I'm standing on my porch going, "We're gone. The whole place is gone." And I said, "Holy angels." In the name of Jesus, under the mantle of Mary Theresa Sancho Luisa, stop. And it was like a light switch. It stopped, just like that. And I went, whoa, what the heck? And that's not the only thing, but there's many things that are going to happen. The divine will is so powerful. Read what Jesus said. We entrust to you the whole of creation, the capital of redemption, and that of sanctification. See, God is going to give to us what Adam was supposed to do. And little by little, you're going to do this. So that when Jesus says, walk on the water, it's going to be, God's doing it, not me. I mean, I'm not kidding you. This is, our Lord is so in love with us, He can find no one that wants this. He can find no one. No, everybody looks at this and go, I don't believe it. God says, fine, it's not for you. When we say, I want what you want, watch what God's going to do. My divine will, I was just at one place, I don't know, it wasn't the last place. But, okay, I was with these people, and these people say, the Lord gave me a mission. Okay? And the other person says, the Lord gave me a mission. I said, okay. And the Lord gave me a mission. I said, all right. And they said, what do we do with the divine will? You want your mission? You know, and they said, well, we're supposed to be doing this, helping the poor. We're supposed to be, you know, teaching the youth. We're supposed to be. I'm going, okay, just keep on reading the divine will. You know, people will give up anything to not do this. I don't understand it. Well, so what do we do with the divine will? Listen to this. My divine will is universal. It's Catholic. And in all things, my divine will has been the operator. Okay. We entrust to you the whole of creation as operator. The whole of redemption as operator. And the whole of sanctification as operator. So it is right that what belongs to the divine will be entrusted to you. So when people say, well, I'm only human, it's like God is calling you to divine things. You know, don't limit God. He is in charge of everything and everything and all things. And all that he says is, listen to what you're reading and put it into practice. He says very clearly. We entrust the supreme fiat to you. We entrust you to be the operator of creation, redemption, and sanctification. It is right that what belongs to the divine will has been entrusted to you. Would you perhaps want a divine will without its works? We do not know how to give our life without our divine works, without our divine goods. When we give, we, God, give everything. And just as by giving the word to our celestial Queen Mary, we centralized all God's works, all Jesus' works, and his goods in the Blessed Mother. In the same way, by giving you, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, our supreme will reigning and dominating in you, we, Triune God, give you all the works that belong to the divine will. This is why we are giving you and us so many graces, so many knowledges, so many capacities, so that from the very beginning, the supreme fiat might suffer no failure. God's going to win. And why is God going to win? is because he's doing everything. And you, placing the divine will in safety, must give it the requital of love and glory of all creation, redemption, and sanctification. Your task is great. Your task is universal, Catholic, and it must embrace everyone and everything in such a way that if our holy divine will communicated to other creatures should suffer some failure in you, we must find the compensation for the void of the others. And as you place it in safety within yourself, you give us, God, all the glory, all the love, and all the acts of all the other creatures should have given for us, should have done for us. Our glory will always be complete. Our love will always collect its just interest. So, you too will be our trustworthy one, the one responsible for a divine will entrusted to you and its guarantor. So, again, we are with Louisa. We're not separate from Louisa. So what Jesus says to her, he says to us, if we are linked to Louisa. That's what God is asking. Now, while Jesus was saying this, I was taken by such fright, I comprehended all the weight of my responsibility, and fearing strongly that I might put in danger nothing less than all the weight and works of the divine will, I said, my love, thank you so much, goodness of yours toward me, but I feel that you want to give me what you want to give me is too much. I feel infinite weight that crushes me, and my littleness and incapacity have neither strength nor ability. And as I fear that I might displease you and I might be unable to embrace everything, go to some other creatures more capable so that all this capital of yours, supreme will, may be safer and you may receive all the interest equivalent to such a great capital. I had never thought of such a great responsibility, but now that you are making me understand it, I feel my strength fails me and I fear my weakness. And Jesus clasping me to himself to relieve me from the fear that crushed me, added, my daughter, courage, do not fear. Now that's for us. Do not be afraid of what God's calling you to. Be courageous. It is your Jesus that wants to give you too much. Okay? Am I not free to give whatever I want? Do you perhaps want to put a limit to my complete work, which I, God, want to entrust to you? What would you say if my celestial mama had wanted to accept me, the eternal word, but without his goods, without the acts that were needed to be able to conceive me? Would this be true love, true acceptance? Certainly not. So, would you want a divine will without its works and without its acts that befit it? So here Jesus is saying to us very clearly, God's going to do it. He's called Louisa, and it's not everybody. He can't find anybody, like I said. He's asking us to link ourselves with Louisa so that he can give to us what he gave to Louisa. Again, there's no limit to what God wants to do. There's no limit. The only one that can limit God is us. When we say, enough. When we say, I can't do this. When we say, give it to somebody else. So what is God asking of you? What is God asking of you? It's exactly what he asked Louisa. Would you be willing to say fiat so that I, God, can work in you? So that you will be able to begin to do divine things. Can you imagine? Again, this is so amazing what God has planned. So we'll end there. Okay. And we're going to talk about a couple other things.